Section B, Passage 1. Pianos are normally found in buildings for obvious reasons. However, there's one piano in the city in the north of England that has a more unusual home, in the street. When Nick and Doug were moving into their new house, they couldn't get their piano up the steps because they were too steep. So, they ended up leaving the piano on the pavement, and all of a sudden they found that local people started to play it. And it very quickly became known as the street piano. At some point, the council threatened to take it away because they said it was an obstruction to the pavement. Then, all the local players were up in arms about it and put notes all over the piano saying, "Please save the street piano." These are all the messages of support that people have stuck on the piano. One of them says, "Don't get rid of the street piano. It is part of our heritage now. We love you, street piano." And another says, "I find I trip over wheelie bins much more often than pianos. Save the street piano." Some older member of the community says, "I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. As I walk by, young people no more horse around but have a go on it. I think it's a legend in its own lifetime. It's something that is famous and admired during its life." Nick and Doug thought that they were going to lose it, but it looks like they might be able to save the street piano.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. Why did Nick and Doug fail to move up the piano to the house? Question 27. What was the reason the council gave to take the piano away? Question 28. What do the supporters think about the street piano?